The Warriors are heading out onto the road after opening night, and it's a trip that will first bring the team to New Orleans for a game on Friday night against the Pelicans. Then on Saturday, it's the second half of a back-to-back as the Warriors take on the Memphis Grizzlies at the FedEx Forum before things wrap up on Monday night in Dallas against the Mavericks. And looking back at opening night, we wanted to bring in some of what was said, and we start with head coach Steve Kerr.
I think the right outcome happened. We deserved to lose. They outplayed us. We had control of the game most of the way, but it never felt like we were executing and defending at a high level. And I just thought we looked tired. I don't think we're in good enough shape yet to play a 48-minute game against a great team.
Just want to update on Draymond and his left knee.
Tweaked his left knee. That's all I can tell you. I don't know anything more.
Just seemed everything changed for you when he went out. I mean, he had the game under control. He would have like a one-point shy of a triple-double at the end of the third quarter, but he never seemed to find a rhythm in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, well, he was our best player tonight. He was the guy who was bringing the energy and the life. We didn't have much energy from most of our group tonight, but you know, Draymond had that incredible dive for the loose ball in front of our bench. He had so many great hustle plays, and when we're lacking conditioning like we are right now, you have to have your high energy guys out there. And so as soon as he went out of the game, things went south for us. We just couldn't get any traction.
Jordan Bell got the minutes at the end of the first, end of the third quarter that went traditionally to JaVale McGee last year. Was that a matter of reacting to what Houston does rotationally, or was that something we should expect moving forward?
That was a matchup, just matchup. Obviously, they play small, and they make it very difficult to play traditional bigs, and that's why Zaza didn't play much and David didn't play much. We try to stay as consistent as we can, Houston forces you to play smaller. I think what really got us was that early foul trouble completely destroyed our rotation. Mike Brown and I always sit down and go over the rotation before the game, and he writes it out with his perfect handwriting and color-coded and all the whole deal, and just crumpled that thing up and threw it in the trash can tonight with the foul trouble.
Steve?
Coach, you talk about what you were hoping to get in that last play, and also just when you saw the replay. Or did you already think that the shot didn't count at the end?
I didn't think it counted. When I saw it, it looked to me like it was a little late, and it was it didn't surprise me when it was overturned.
Steve, you mentioned a lack of conditioning. You guys aren't where they need to be. Is this a result of the overseas trip? And if it is, how long will it take the Warriors to get where they need to be?
Doesn't matter what it's because of. We just have to get in better shape, and we'll see how long that takes. But in this league, it takes a lot of energy to play 48 minutes, especially defensively to get stops and to chase shooters like Houston has, taking all those threes. A lot of energy that you have to expend. And so we got to keep working, and we'll get there. But obviously, we're not ready yet.
You guys lost on the ring ceremony night. You lost on opening night last year. Was there any part of that that's due to that? I know you got out to a big lead, or is it just simply lack of conditioning?
No, we were fine. Our focus was good early. We weren't turning the ball over at all. First half, I think, I don't know how many we had, but that wasn't an issue. It was the fouls that was the problem. But the second half is when the lack of conditioning became apparent, and we started dragging. Nobody was cutting to the rim. We were isolating. We weren't playing our style of basketball, and they did a good job. They were good defensively. They were switching everything, which we knew they would do. But they did a good job, and we didn't counter it very well.
Also after the game, we heard from Kevin Durant and Stephen Curry. We start with what KD had to say after the game.
Did you know the shot might be a little bit after when you let it go?
Yeah, I thought I had a chance, but I knew it was a little late. I knew it was cutting it close. But you got to give Sean Livingston credit for, you know, keeping the basketball alive and just giving us a chance. But, you know, this, you know, we you got to give credit to Houston, man. They came out and hit big shots in the fourth. They played well tonight. Tough loss. But first game at 82, we got to move on. We got definitely have to get better.
Kerr mentioned maybe the team's a little out of condition and showed it. Did you feel any of that?
Nah. I mean, I wouldn't say that. I mean, I think the energy in the building was really, really high. And, you know, our adrenaline was pumping just way before the game, you know. And, you know, maybe we kind of burnt out a little bit. But I think overall, I think our conditioning is pretty good. Definitely could get better, but just a tough loss, man. Tough one.
Kevin, when you take a quick look back at this game, what do you point to as the reasons why Rockets were able to come back in that fourth quarter?
Fouls, turnovers, I had eight. I can't do that. I can't get a ball away that many times. But we fouled them early. I think that took us out of rhythm. You know, myself getting three fouls early and Steph getting three fouls and Draymond. So that took it. We got to play without fouling. And, you know, some of those fouls could have been avoided by just keeping our hands up. So we got to be better. We got to be better, and we're looking forward to practice tomorrow.
How different is the defense when you don't have Draymond, you don't have Andre, two guys that are kind of important to your D?
I mean, I thought we did a good job in the half quarter keeping him in front, but, you know, in transition, we got cross-matched so many times, and we just didn't communicate well enough. And they got drives, and they got threes in transition off of a turnover or a miss. So I think once we set up in half court, though, we were pretty solid, you know, making them play one-on-one, making them shoot over top of a hand. But in transition, the early offense is what got us. And, you know, they're really, really good at that.
Kevin, it just seemed the rhythm of the game changed, though, when Draymond went out at the end of the third quarter. You guys were in control of the game. It seems like the offense changes when he's not in there, and, you know, maybe a little of your defensive intensity as well.
Yeah, I mean, we rely on everybody to do their job and do their part, and we kind of worked as one out there. Five of us work as one. So obviously Draymond's a huge part of that, and to not have him out there, you know, definitely sucked. But if he was out there, we, you know, his intensity, his smarts on the offensive end would have helped. But we still should have pulled this game out.
Katie, emphasis during camp was better efficiency, better passing. I know it's one game, but how did it look out there, and how do you think that's going to evolve over the season?
34 assists, 17 turnovers. We can cut that down to 12, 13. We'll be in good shape. 34 assists. We shot 54%, 53% from the three. I mean, we played great offense outside of the turnovers, but we just can't foul. You know, it wasn't that they were on the free throw line. It's just that, you know, Steph got three fouls and four fouls early in the third. That throws us off a little bit. So we got to be smarter. We got to be better.
Jordan Bell got in there pretty early. What did you think about he got switched on to Harden several times there, but what did you think about his performance tonight?
He played great. He was available when we were driving the ball to the basket for drop-offs. He was doing a great job of playing with length on our defensive end when he switched, and he played with energy. So, you know, it's the start of a great career for him, and we're excited to have him.
And finally, here's Steph wrapping up the press conference portion of opening night.
Steph, just how much did losing Draymond affect things there when you guys had the lead and just down the stretch defensively in particular?
It was tough. We obviously know what he brings the night into the floor. And I think all night our rotations were kind of, you know, messed up just from foul trouble and having to shift things around. And then obviously he goes down, hurts his knee, and we had 12 minutes to work with and try to mix and match. And they obviously made some shots down the stretch, and it was kind of a mixed bag of everything. And hopefully he's all right and comes back, you know, whenever we play Friday. And we can kind of bounce back. So tough way to start, but long season.
Steph, can you talk about kind of the wave of emotion you went through with the ring ceremony to the way you guys started so well to how things ended?
Yeah, it's kind of a different scenario. We're just trying to enjoy the moment, celebration of last year, the whole ceremony. Everybody's seen the rings and seen the banner And then having to, you know, focus on playing a tough, talented Houston team. So we came out the gate really strong. I think we found energy early. And then when we had leads, we just got a little careless, especially in the defensive end, giving them too many open threes. And we turned the ball over a little bit too much, especially in the second half. But all things considered, I think we showed some bright spots. We showed some lineups that can be pretty powerful out there. Obviously, what Nick Young was able to do off the bench was extremely positive for us, and I'm sure that will continue. And you know, Jordan got some great experience, so some good things happened. And it is kind of sombering, just, you know, with all that will happen before the game, to kind of leave with a loss. But we'll be all right.
Did you have a good look at that last shot by Kevin, and did you think it left his hand in time? It was kind of a crazy play. There was a lot of traffic over there, and he just almost seemed to get it off in time.
Yeah, it looked close, and obviously in that situation, I'm gonna take the optimistic route and hopefully kind of will the basket in. But it was a bang-bang play, and it's the difference between a win and loss of this league. It's just one possession, a tenth of a second, one rebound. It's just kind of how it goes, so just got to – focus on the details of what we need to do next game to get back on the right track.
So, Steph, this is the first game of you wearing the jersey with the Lockton logo. How did you feel?
Jersey felt great.
Steph, coach brought up conditioning. Felt like that being a factor, you know, why it kind of things fell off towards the end. What would you say about that assessment?
I mean, we're not in playoff shape at all, but I think we competed pretty hard. There were probably four possessions on the defensive end where we didn't rotate and gave guys like an eternity to shoot a wide open threes, and that's not characteristic of us. So you got to point to something that was an issue with that, and maybe we were a little gas in those particular moments. But I think over the course of 48 minutes, we had a lot of energy, you know, played with a lot of determination down the stretch to just try to get some stops and figure it out. But if that's something that's a concern, I'm sure we'll figure that out as we go along.
Steph, we've seen in the offseason teams have really tooled up to go offensively with you guys and try and match you. Was that a bit of an example tonight of what you're going to face more this year, teams that are going to shoot and run with you guys and try and outgun?
I mean, we'll see. I think Houston's a unique example just because that's how they've been playing the last 3 years. They shoot a bunch of threes. They shot 41 tonight. I think they shot 50 or so a couple of times in preseason. So not everybody has the personnel to do that, and we obviously need to game plan a little bit better for, you know, this particular team and lineup. But I don't want to overreact to, you know, one game. You know, we do need to shore up the 3-point line when we play these guys next. But, you know, as we go through the season and we play different teams and new look teams, however the case may be, we'll learn a lot about the landscape of the league as we go. And I mean, I like our chances as we go forward to figure it out.
Again, a 3-game trip, the first of the season, New Orleans, Memphis, and Dallas. I'm Lawrence Scott, and this is Warrior Sound.